Music first heard in a time of war. Sergei Prokofiev, his Symphony No. 5. Dima Slobodinyuk conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. I'm Jim Cunningham. Dima Slobodinyuk began this concert with a prayer for Ukraine. With the Prokofiev Fifth Symphony, our guest conductor reminds us that great art can be created in times of conflict.
The Prokofiev Fifth, this is one of the great masterpieces of Prokofiev. The premiere was dramatic circumstances at the end of the Second World War. Prokofiev at the Great Hall, the Moscow Conservatory, hearing cannons in the distance, waited to give the downbeat until there was a moment of silence, and everyone had great anticipation for the piece. Can you imagine that scene, the premiere of the Prokofiev Fifth?
Yes, I can imagine, especially having the circumstances of today in the world. I think what he did with his piece was not just describe, well, let's say, the horrors of war, but also to lead people through this time towards something better. And I said that to the orchestra on the first day of rehearsals. It came kind of spontaneously, but I think this symphony is more like a therapy for himself and for everyone involved playing and listening to it. It's really an imaginary world of, it's an imagination of things which have not yet happened. So it's something very beautiful, at times dark, very intense, dramatic, but still somehow off the reality. This is not to say that it has no connection to the war. It has very strong connection to the war, but the outcome is still this positive charge which this music brings. Actually, talking about the war, his Sixth Symphony is much more of a darker piece, which really feels like it really got into him in a more depressing way. But this symphony for me is a salvation, you know, a bridge over troubled waters.
Here is Dima Slobodinyuk to conduct the Symphony No. 5 by Sergei Prokofiev with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
The Symphony No. 5 by Sergei Prokofiev, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Dima Slobodenyuk. The Fifth Symphony was written in 1944 during the midst of the Second World War and first heard in Moscow on the 13th of January, 1945. Our guest conductor is appearing on the Heinz Hall stage for the first time. He was born in 1975 in Moscow. He started life as Dmitri.
You studied with a Gilels. Was it a member of the Emil Gilels family?
Yes, yeah. I think she was his sister. So Emil Gilels was Zinaida's brother, as far as I understand, if I understand it correctly. But yeah, I started violin playing with her before she moved to Boston. That was at the age of 7. So I spent first 16 years of my life in Moscow, and then we moved to Finland, and that's where I spent the rest of my life, with the exception of 7 years in Spain.
Dima Slobodenyuk has made numerous recordings, including some ballet music and seldom heard scores by Prokofiev.
We've been working together systematically for, I don't know, it's probably for 10 years already, but we've done 5 CDs just with Lahti. And the last one came a few months ago. That's a combination of a disc of 3 sinfonietas by Britten, Prokofiev, and Poulenc. So I'm actually quite proud of that. This was the last one which I recorded with Lahti. More is coming, but that's with Galicia.
And you did some Prokofiev too, unusual ballet music, Stone Flower, I think.
Yes, and Gambler, yeah, those suites, yeah.
In the Fifth, we hear a little of the ballet Prokofiev, do we not?
Oh, yes. I mean, you cannot separate those things because he was so gifted in so many different genres. So the Fifth has a lot of dance and a lot of kind of movement in it, a physical movement, which you can feel and hear.
Dima Slobodenyuk in the conductor's dressing room at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. Earlier, he conducted the Prayer for Ukraine by Valentin Silvestrov, the Beethoven Violin Concerto with Gil Shaham, who played the Isolation Rag by Scott Wheeler as an encore. Jim Cunningham with you. We come in peace each week. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Brian Savar puts this program together. He is the program and production manager at WQED-FM. The music is recorded by Harold F. Chambers III. You can reach me at jcunningham@wqed.org. I'd love to hear from you. The program is made possible by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is supported by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.